they understood,
and each group went with that group that they could understand, and each group would, you know.
That's true.
Okay, that's
That's
good.
True.
That's good.
That is true. That's very much like what happened. Of course, it was like a continuation of what happened at Babel, because he gave.
It wasn't prophecy, though. But
that's right.
It was.
Babel was not prophecy.
Yeah, it wasn't prophecy.
No.
But it took them out like God had asked them to.
That's right. Exactly.
It took them.
That's right.
It confused each other. They couldn't continue to work on Babel.
That's right.
They had to scatter out. Like
little,
God had told
that's
them
right.
To do.
Little groups of people.
But that is so on to what you're saying. Yes, that it was kind of like that. Each of them heard in their own dialect, in their own language.
Yeah.
You are so on to something. But
Brother,
it wasn't quite prophecy that they, you know, whatever he told them, what they spoke in that language, that moved their heart. So, I mean, God talked
right.
to them, but God was talking to them.
That's right, Sister Mary. That's
moved
right.
moved their heart, so they were like, what must we do?
Yeah.
I mean, what's going on here?
That's true.
You know, I feel something changing on the inside of me, you know. And Peter stood up and just preached a message. He kind of let them know, hey,
that was an
you're
awesome.
Feeling on the inside.
That's right.
This is that.
That's right. All right, so Brother David.
I got a question for you. I'd say somebody praising the Spirit, praising tongue, or gives a tongue, and somebody interprets.
Yeah.
Does that equal to prophecy?
It equals prophecy. Yes, it equals prophecy. Tongues plus interpretation equals prophecy.
Mm-hmm. The reason it equals prophecy is because they ask you not to even, if you're in a crowd like this, not to really even give tongues unless you got somebody there to interpret. To give the prophecy.
Prophecy is a supernatural utterance in a known tongue. If you have tongues which nobody can understand, but you have the interpretation, then it equals prophecy because people can understand it. So you need, if you have a gift of tongues, and then you need the gift of interpretation so that people can understand, that's why it equals prophecy. Because prophecy doesn't need an interpretation, it's in your own language. Okay? See, this is really a God, this is a God thing now. I mean, you know, when I got, I've run way over time. I apologize, brother. I get to going on this, and I just.
Oh, brother, you went way over
10 seconds.
I know. You got four minutes.
God,
but you know what? You can do it in four minutes.
You know, looking at this, we talked about last week how it was strategic, how God worked this out.
Mm-hmm.
We know what happened. They met the flow of God with obedience.
Mm.
Every time the
That's
Lord proud. Gives a, whenever He gives a revelation,
mm-hmm.
it's up to us to meet it with faith.
Yes.
We receive it with faith.
Mm-hmm.
When we receive whatever He say to do in faith, we're going to fulfill our mission. And people receive the Lord's revelation with different levels of reception. The first faith, the first they get when they receive it, they get excited. They receive it with on an excited level, and then it can develop into a dedication, a dedicated level. And then next, a contending level. They contend to keep it because Satan is always trying to take it from them.
That's right.
And you win when you develop it into your ability to receive into a warrior level.
Whoa.
Praise the Lord.
That's good.
The Lord.
And that's what we see Peter doing. They didn't leave. How many days was it, Brother Horton, from the time that Jesus told them to go and wait?
8 days.
8 days. Now that's a long time for the enemy to play with your mind.
Why do some people say 10?
That's a good question. Because for one thing, the Catholic Church, this all got messed up way back in 325 AD at the Council of Nicaea. They're wedded to the notion that Pentecost happened on Sunday. They always have Pentecost on Sunday. Okay. So, but they do believe that Jesus ascended to heaven on Thursday, but to take him from Thursday to Pentecost Sunday is 10 days. Mm-hmm. But that's not scripture. Mm-hmm. And I don't know where in the world they came up with the notion that it had to be on Sunday. I don't know what their reasoning was. I know they messed around with the date of the Passover and so on in 325 at the Council of Nicaea. That's where it all goes back. And so that's where we get the 10 days business. And that's where they come up with the idea that Jesus was crucified on Friday.
Yeah.
Well, that's an utter, it's a theological impossibility.
That's right.
It's a theological impossibility for Jesus to be crucified on Friday and rise on Sunday.
Because you count 3 days.
That's right.
And 3 nights.
Three days and three nights. Yeah. And that won't give you 3 days and three nights, no matter how you cut it.
That's tradition.
It all goes back to the Council of Nicaea. They were fooling around with the dates and times, and they got all messed up, and it's been messed up ever since. Yeah.
And see, every move of God is always under attack. The enemy's coming.
That's exactly right.
And I've seen a lot of times where the Lord would almost pull the work off. But if dedication, if the revelation that God give, that's gonna enable you to do is the next move of God. If people don't get to that warrior level, then the enemy,
hey, I like that.
The enemy always destroyed.
In the Tower of Babel,
the Lord had to divide them to protect the covenant because they were gonna get under a leadership of one man, which was inspired by Satan, and he always go after the covenant.
And make their name great, not God.
That's right.
Right.
They were out to make them a name.
And people get off track. And people today, mm-hmm. even Holy Ghost filled people, they get off track trying to make a name. Mm. And you have to separate that.
No.
This is what
we
I read those scriptures how the Lord said that he hates a proud look. I confessed as a warrior, I hate pride. I hate the same thing. I hate what God hates. I love what God loves. I love his people. Loving his people helped me to stay focused on my mission, because the 8-day duration, that's a long time for the enemy to strategize and play with their mind.
That's true.
And
waiting, I mean, yes.
On the day of Pentecost, when it was fully come, you see them in operation saying, this is that.
Yeah.
But you know what happened? You know what helped them? What you told us one day. And you don't forgot what you told us, but I'm telling you what you told us. You said the ascension really helped them wake them days. Mm-hmm. It was just like Elijah, looking at Elijah go up.
Yeah.
It really helped. It helped them, like, this man is going up. He's doing what he said. We need to go and do what he told us to do.
That's right. We saw
him going up.
And see,
that's right.
That strengthened that helped them with their faith to wait.
Mm-hmm. That's right.
See, this is why there are people that look at you and they see God. They see a move of God happening. They don't know it, but they see the light of it. They spend time with Jesus. In the chapter we're going to get to, in chapter 4, they're going to remember that these guys were with Jesus. Mm-hmm. Think about Jesus' leadership. They never saw him fearful, not once.
Not one time.
They never saw him worried.
And he was always control of everything. I mean, he always had the control of everything.
They did see him in zeal because he braided a whip and ran those thieves out the temple. They saw him take a stand. They saw him regard the guidance of God. They had the training, even though they didn't always agree with him or always understand. Their understanding wasn't there. But when the Holy Spirit came, it all came back to them. And they had, that's why when the Lord say something, a teaching or give an instruction, I receive it with gladness. I'm excited. Then it's challenged. Then I have to contend to keep it.
That's good.
And then it's challenged again in several different ways, in ways I don't expect. That's when you have to be like a warrior, because a warrior is a strategist.
Yeah.
When David's son Absalom was trying to take over the kingdom, his advisor said, David's in some ditch somewhere. You can't find him. Mm-hmm. He's a warrior.
That's right.
the next move of God, people are gonna have to become like a warrior. I've seen people come so close to a great move of God many times, not just a few times. The revelation that started coming was gonna change things, but they never learned to walk in authority.
Come on, that's good. Amen. We're gonna have to cut you off here.
That was, and sometimes they never stood against the ways of pride or the ways of lust. So if you don't destroy these animals, they'll destroy
Whoa.
You.
Whoa.
You have to be like, whatever God give you is gonna put, a move of God don't just, when people, the enemy is a jump skipper. He's not foundation. He try to skip steps. When the move of God happens, it's gonna happen foundationally, and you can't skip steps. You're gonna have to fight. You're gonna have to have the wisdom. You're gonna have to receive the knowledge of God. You're gonna have to spend time with Jesus and get the wrinkles ironed out before you go into battle. And in the meantime, it don't look like nothing. But as you're faithful, spending time with the Lord, in the joy of the Lord, that's when you're strong.
Praise God.
And when as he give you revelation, you're on the right track. Never feel bad about the fact that you don't see nothing happening. The Lord instructed Mary to have us teach about the kingdom. One time about Ephesians, authority. Yep. Look at the lessons. And it's not a big crowd, but it don't have to be to change the world. You don't need but a few people.
Jesus didn't have
the
12. He didn't teach. Do you know Jesus didn't? Somebody said, "Well, it's not a big crowd." I said, "Well, Jesus didn't teach but 12."
It don't take a lot of people.
That's true.
It don't take. It never took a lot of people.
That
it just
is
take,
fact.
It just takes faith in a few.
But so, those 12 went, and they made many.
Yeah.
Made many.
Anytime the Lord is bringing revelation to you, preparing you, He's preparing you for something. In other words, go through. Be excited. Contend. Grow in excitement and become like a warrior.
This is preparation class.
Yeah.
To make us become like a warrior. That is very good.
Yes, it is.
Let's give Brother Thurston a hand.
Glory to God.
Dear Lord, I thank you for including us in the next move of God. Bless us to be all that you will have us to be. Bless us to be like a Marine. Bless us to be all we can be in you.
Amen.
All that's in your heart. In Jesus' mighty name.
Amen.
Amen. Praise the Lord.
God bless you.